The Guardian.
On Monday, about 70 of us, we marched to the corridor just to demonstrate a protest, which the manager, Viv, she locked us in that room. All the windows for that room was locked by keys, and only the officers have access to those keys. So about 2 hours or so after we were locked in the room, people start feeling sick, start fainting. One of the ladies, she had an asthma attack. So we start banging on the door and said, could you please let us out, please? They refused to let us out. So some of the ladies managed to get one of the windows open. They forced it open, and about 20 of us climbed through that window, including myself. But as I was going through that window, a male officer, he pulled me through the window and he punched me in my head. And while they were dragging me and stuff like that, one of the ladies called Shanice, she ran over and said, you can't do that to her, it's wrong. And they slapped her in her face. And so they were using abusive words to us, and, you know, they were also video recording it. But whenever they were being abused or hitting us, they stopped recording. Two male officers running, and they grab hold of my hand. Okay. And she finished searching me, and then after she finished searching me, she locked me in the room. And this was about 4 o'clock, okay. And they didn't offered us no food, no water, nor nothing. We only got offered food yesterday. Okay, yesterday, at about 5 o'clock in the evening. Oh no, all five. Yeah, and we're in isolation. It was 20 of us who climbed through the window. They released the next 18 ladies back to the landing. And they're still holding me and Shanice in isolation. And also one of the ladies, she broke her finger because they slammed the window on her finger because they were trying to give us sacks. Because it was snowing yesterday when we were outside, they were trying to give us coats and stuff like that. Yeah. And they slammed the window and broke her finger. Even the nail was coming out of her finger. Even though that happened, they still wouldn't, you know, assist her and take her out to get medical help. The one of the Chinese ladies as well, she was here. After they released everybody, she was here until yesterday they released her as well because she was crying and, you know, she was so crying and upset. So they released her. The other girl that's here now, Shanice, she tied a rope around her neck and tried to hang herself. But luckily, one of the officers went to check on her and saw it. And they were begging her not to try and do that, not to try and harm herself, not to try and harm herself, you know.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.